First, we want to go to Steve Inskeep in Doha, Qatar, to talk about the latest developments in the war, including a new tactic used against the U.S. and British military. Steve?
Scott, a car bombing took place on Iraq's Highway 9 today, a suicide bombing outside the Muslim holy city of Najaf. Military officers in the 3rd Infantry Division say a car stopped at a U.S. Army checkpoint. The driver signaled as though asking for help. Some American soldiers approached, and the car exploded. The U.S. Central Command now says 4 Americans were killed. This attack comes at a moment when the U.S. has slowed its advance toward Baghdad. Constant Iraqi attacks have generally been less effective than that car bombing, but they have harassed U.S. troops and also American supply convoys. Speaking to reporters today, Major General Gene Renouart counseled patience.
We're 10 days or so into the campaign. I would not allow anybody to view those 10 days as too long, as us moving too slowly.
Though he declines to say the operation has paused, General Renouart insists the U.S. is taking the next few days to prepare for its next moves on Baghdad. Supplies are being moved into position. Iraqi Republican Guard units are being attacked. Today, Apache helicopters assaulted an Iraqi military unit known as the Medina Division. That division blocks some of the approaches to Baghdad, and this time, unlike an attack earlier in the week, U.S. helicopters struck it without suffering any losses. Military officials also say they're taking steps to counter the guerrilla-style warfare that's affecting them across the country. At a news conference here today, Brigadier General Vince Brooks played a video that showed bright flashes in the night, the signs, he said, of a U.S. Army Ranger attack on an Iraqi commando headquarters.
We'll transition into darkness. This is through night vision sights.
Elsewhere in the Western Desert, U.S. Special Forces say they captured 30 Iraqis in civilian clothes, carrying mortars, bombs, and cash. But U.S. and British officials acknowledge that the battle they face may be more political than military. They have to persuade the populace to stop resisting or eliminate the leaders of that resistance. To that end, military officials say they've made it a priority to bomb the headquarters of the ruling Ba'ath Party. And today, military officials showed an aerial film of a bomb exploding on a Ba'ath Party headquarters building while a meeting was underway inside. Scott.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.